Mid-America Network News. A homeless man who robbed a Topeka credit union and then waited nearby until he was arrested has entered a guilty plea. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that 63-year-old Robert Frazier pled guilty to one count of robbery. Frazier admitted through his plea that he robbed the Azura credit union in August and then sat on a nearby wall. He was then arrested by an off-duty Topeka police officer who was working security. Sentencing is set for February 26. Both sides have agreed to recommend a 5-year prison term. A Kansas prosecutor is planning to resign, saying the sheriff has been acting like a bully since he was acquitted of a misdemeanor for allegedly slapping a handcuffed man. The Wichita Eagle reports that Barton County Attorney Amy Schartz Miller said she plans to step down next month, citing a letter from Sheriff Brian Bellender that states his intention to try to have Miller removed from office. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
A central Kansas man has been arrested in connection with 4 separate child sex crimes. Police say that Zachary Molniak of Hoisington was arrested and formally charged with several crimes, including 6 counts of sexual exploitation of a child and electronic solicitation. Police say that Molniak was arrested after an investigation that began November 7th. Additional charges are expected as search warrants continue to be carried out. A group of Kansas residents is fighting for records relating to an Overland Park teenager who was shot to death by a police officer in January. The Kansas City Star reports the city of Overland Park has denied most of a citizens group request to release records over the shooting of 17-year-old John Albers. The push for records comes after authorities released dash cam video of the incident in which an officer fired 13 times into a minivan that Albers was backing out of his family's garage. The group argues that the video didn't answer questions about how a 911 call to check on Albers' welfare turned violent. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News. A judge has rejected a death penalty challenge from a woman accused of helping to kill and dismember a Lincoln woman. Prosecutors have charged Bailey Boswell with first-degree murder in the slaying of Sidney Loof. Boswell's attorney says in the filing that the state's sentencing procedure is unconstitutional. The judge says that Boswell's legal challenge was premature because Boswell has not yet been convicted, nor has her case been deemed eligible for the death penalty. The Omaha City Council has approved a city permit for another entertainment district. The request approved is for the Axe Arbon Village area, which has been developed where the Axe Arbon Racetrack and other facilities once stood. The district will be known as the Inner Rail and is expected to open in mid-2019 and grow as the area further develops. The council approved an ordinance in 2017 that allows people to drink alcohol outdoors as they gather or wander through an open common area that has access to restaurants and taverns. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 6th through 8th at the River Spirit Expo. View all the latest farm equipment and services from more than 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron and test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Be sure to participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A community Thanksgiving dinner will be featured Thursday evening at the Marysville American Legion, serving 4 until 7 p.m. Free will donations will be accepted. Everyone is welcome to join. Deliveries are available by calling the Legion at 562-5584. Volunteers and the Legion are coordinating the annual event. Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marysville Main Street are teaming up in an effort to support locally owned business during Small Business Saturday. Prize giveaways and special sales are planned. SATA's traditional arrival to Marysville and the annual Christmas kickoff will be held the following Saturday, December 1st. Hodel will host their 43rd annual craft show Saturday, 9 to 3, with over 80 vendors at various locations throughout the community. A $1 donation will benefit the Youth Fund, hosted by the Odell Area Enrichment Group. The 15th annual Lighted Horse Parade Saturday at 7 p.m. in Barnes will feature singles, teams, saddle clubs, and other horse-drawn conveyance. New parade participants always welcome to join. SATA will make an appearance prior to parade time and following at the Hometown Cafe. A community soup dinner in Barnes will serve at the Firehouse Saturday, 5 until 6:30 p.m. Ronald Smith, age 85, of Okito, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the North Elm Cemetery near Okito. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ronald Smith. Imogene Travelute, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Viewing Sunday, noon until 7. Visitation Sunday, 6 until 7. Rosary will follow at 7 at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids, with the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Imogene Travelute.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
At U.S. Cellular in downtown Marysville, our customers are popping. All week, they have hot deals and hot popcorn for their customers. Don't forget about the hunters in your family this season. Surprise them with a new cellular trail camera. Check your cameras from your couch. Cameras have a special BOGO pricing, so stop in the Marysville store or call for details before they run off. Shop Small Business Saturday with Identities in Marysville. Get 30% off store-wide on Saturday, featuring new designs for area high schools. Buy $100 in merchandise, get a $10 gift card. And if you're in the mood to shop from the couch, go to IDNTITEEZ.com to shop online. Customize your life with Identities.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thanksgiving, beautiful weather across much of the central and upper parts in the Midwest. We're going to see sunny skies across our area with highs anywhere in the upper 50s to the lower 60s. We do have a low that will move across the area late tonight and into tomorrow, bringing some areas of some rain showers. Break for Saturday in between systems, but we do have another low pressure system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow showers, possible accumulating snow in parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and into Iowa, as into Saturday night into Sunday. We're definitely going to see some cooler temperatures as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, isolated rain showers late in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, high at 56. For Friday night, clear, low at 34, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Latest on a potential winter storm moving in this weekend from the National Weather Service. We're in a broad range of a 30 to 50% chance for a winter storm possible for the corner of northeast Kansas extending up into southeast Nebraska. That portion of Kansas from St. Joe down toward Concordia, then up to the northwest into south central Nebraska. Anything north of that, northeast Kansas, southeast and east central Nebraska has a 30 to 50% chance of a winter storm possible. South of that region, a 10 to 30% chance. Winds with the storm have the potential to be strong. Significant impacts are possible for travelers returning home Sunday. Storm is forecast to begin impacting the region before sunrise Sunday. Heavy snow blowing and drifting snow near whiteout conditions and wind chills in the single digits possible Sunday night. Storm could begin over north-central Kansas after midnight Sunday. Peak of the storm looks to be through the daylight hours Sunday and should exit the area by Sunday night. Holiday travel could be impacted with the possibility for snow-covered roads, blowing and drifting snow, poor visibility creating potentially dangerous driving conditions. The storm system is still several days out. Confidence in the forecast is just average. The greatest uncertainty is the track of the storm system and where snow may fall. Models have demonstrated considerable variability in the strength and track of the storm system already. However, confidence has gradually been increasing the past couple of days that a winter storm could impact at least some portions of the region. Be advised with any travel plans. Stay in tune with the weather. With a winter storm possible affecting our listening area in northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska, perhaps Sunday.
Land O'Lanes believes in time spent with friends, a laid-back atmosphere, and good food made right. So come on in and sit for a spell, enjoy the full bar, and relax while they turn fresh ingredients into a delicious meal just for you. When busy days have got you stressed, unwind with a leisurely meal at Land O'Lanes.
It's time to get your home ready for the holidays with Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice. Shop new dining sets for family dinners, living room sets for watching the big game, and bedroom sets for relaxing. Shear Quality Furniture offers financing in-store and is now open from noon to 4 on Sundays through Christmas. Now, doesn't someone you know want a recliner for Christmas?
A hometown hero returns and two former teammates go head-to-head. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. LeBron James received a standing ovation in his return to Cleveland. Once the festivities were over, he scored 32 points and led the comeback charge for L.A.
Here's LeBron, head down, flying to the rim, tomahawk dunk.
On KSPN, Lakers beat the Cavs 109-105. Russell Westbrook stuffed the stat sheet, finishing with a triple-double. Paul George added 25 points, and Oklahoma City beat up on Durant and the Warriors 123-95, sending them to their first four-game losing streak under head coach Steve Kerr. Gonzaga held its own against Duke's rim-rattling freshman. Zach Norville Jr. had 18 points, matching R.J. Barrett, who had 23 for the Blue Devils, but the Bulldogs put the game away late.
Looking down low, he's got Hachimura. Rui spins to his left, gets around the defender, and scores it off the glass.
On the Zags radio network, Bulldogs hang on 89-87 to win the Maui Invitational. In the Cayman Islands Classic, Creighton upset 16th-ranked Clemson. Tyshawn Alexander lit up the Tigers, drilling seven threes, finishing with a career-high 36 points. Memphis and San Antonio coming down to the wire, but the Spurs couldn't contain Grizzlies guard Mike Conley, who went off for 30 points.
Mills, a little hand check. Conley behind the Gasol screen, back to his right. Open 18-footer. Rattles in.
On WMFS, Grizzlies hang on 104-103, their first road win in San Antonio since 2014. Joel Embiid reached at least 30 points and 15 rebounds for the 12th time this season, but J.J. Redick put the game on ice in the fourth.
Over to Redick. Redick wheels, drives. Davis is there. Left hand jumper is good. J.J. Redick scores it.
On WPEN, Sixers survived the Pelicans 121-120. James Harden took off in Houston, scoring a season-high 43 points to help withstand a late surge by the Pistons. Rockets won their fifth straight, 126-124. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hanover and Osborne square off in the 8-man Division II State Football Championship Saturday at Newton. 11 a.m. kickoff live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Shop big and save big on Small Business Saturday. It's hard to beat the convenience, service, and fun of our local retailers. Marysville Main Street and Chamber of Commerce are rolling out the red, well, blue, carpet for you this weekend starting at 9 a.m. Saturday. Stop outside Odd Electric to sign up for drawings and get your swag bag. It might have Chamber Bucks inside. This Saturday, only in downtown Marysville.
Someone once said, you get what you pay for. If you're in the market for a late model vehicle, you deserve to get quality, value, and reliable service, all at a fair price. And you'll get that at Pony Express Auto in Marysville. We have the only AAA award-winning service department in Northeast Kansas. We sell only quality vehicles, warranted at fair prices. And if you need any service, you'll get our best. Why, with all this, there's no reason to do business anywhere else than Pony Express Auto in Marysville. See you there soon.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said President Trump should reject any farm bill that does not include a refund for dairy farmers who participated in the Margin Protection Program. The Farm Bill Conference Committee reportedly nearing completion of the Farm Bill, leaving the final version to be passed by the House and Senate before heading to the president's desk. Senator Gillibrand urging Trump in a letter to not only support a final bill that includes her Dairy Premium Refund Act that she said would issue a refund to farmers who participated in that failed Dairy Margin Protection Program. Gillibrand said that since 2014, thousands of New York dairy farmers paid millions of dollars to USDA for coverage, but when milk price and feed prices fell at the same time, most farmers lost money on every pound of milk they sold and never received a payment. Gillibrand serves on the Senate Ag Committee and considered a hopeful candidate for president in 2020. Mexico expects the U.S. to stop steel and aluminum tariffs this month before the U.S., Mexico, and Canada sign a new trilateral trade agreement. Mexico expects Trump to agree to lift the tariffs in exchange for signatures on that U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. It updates NAFTA. A government official from Mexico says the expectation is that by the time of the signing, there will either be a solution or a very clear track that the tariffs will end. Removal of the steel and aluminum tariffs would allow for Canada and Mexico to remove retaliatory tariffs imposed against roughly $15 billion in U.S. exports. A recent report from the Farm Foundation claims that the retaliatory tariffs in response to steel and aluminum tariffs would cause U.S. exports to Mexico and Canada to decline by some $1.8 billion. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
The only place you'll want to be on Black Friday and Shop Small Saturday is Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. They'll have some of their best choices for the guys on your list. For 2 days only, drastically reduced prices on select models and accessories of the Big Green Egg. Tons of rock-bottom pricing, including a 5-gallon Backmaster vacuum and blower, only $25. 1,000 lumens work light with stand, only $10. And a DeWalt Orbiter Sander, $450. At Hometown Lumber and Hardware, November 23rd and 24th. Open at 7 a.m.
Check out Black Friday deals and Small Business Saturday, Friday and Saturday at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct in Marysville. 10% off all men's and women's jeans. 20% off boots, excluding rubber boots. 20% off jewelry, scarves, and hats. 20% off Carhartt tees and hoodies. And buy one, get one half off men's and women's shirts. Friday and Saturday at Valley Vet Supply, Fashion Direct, East Highway 36 in Marysville.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Well, commodity prices may continue to be in the toilet, but farmland values, curiously, are hanging in there. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Ray Brownfield of Land Pro LLC in Oswego, Illinois, is here to talk about farmland values. And farmland is still a fairly hot commodity, is it not?
It is. We still have, a pretty active market. This time of year, we see more properties come on the market, which is usual. But it's not overwhelming, and there's still good demand for good quality.
Ray says some of those purchases are taking land out of agricultural use and into industrial use, and that is driving up the cost as well.
It has. Across the border into Wisconsin, we saw Foxconn come in and spend tremendous amounts of money per acre. However, that influences just that local area. What does influence, if those people, and they do have 1031 exchange money, then they will go to another area and try to replace that. And they have the money and the cash to do that, so therefore that creates a more competitive market where they go as well, so that they can go anywhere as long as it's income-producing real estate.
Is the farmland boom over?
That's a really good question. You know, I think there's pressure on the market because of numbers of things that would indicate that we're not going up. There may be some cases where you'll hear of a strong market in a very area where two guys got together and they wanted that ground so bad they paid a big price. But overall, I think we're going to see continued pressure until the commodity market has come back on a sustainable basis. Now, is a boom here? It's still a lot better than it was even 10 years ago. So you got to look at it on a total picture. But overall, I'd say there is not such thing as a boom as we knew it in 2013.
And who's buying? Are they neighbors or are they investors?
It's mostly local farmers slash investors, local folks perhaps. The institutional buyers are there, but they're extremely particular on what they can achieve in the way of their performance that they have to have.
How are cash rents looking as we head toward the end of the year?
We had thought earlier on in the growing season that it might be more challenging to negotiate leases for 2019, but overall, it hasn't been bad at all. People are understanding that we can remain about the same for another year. I would say this time next year, if things don't straighten out from the tariff viewpoint and from the commodity issues and costs of doing business, it could be more challenging. But for this time, Rhett, everything's gone pretty well. I think people did a job of marketing their grain back in May for harvest delivery or further out. And so overall, we're feeling pretty good about it.
Ray Brownfield of Land Pro LLC. Back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at
353-2210.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Mid-America Network Sports. In top 25 basketball, Kansas and Tennessee have advanced to the NIT season tip-off final. Dedrick Lawson had a double-double with 26 points and 12 rebounds as the second-ranked Jayhawks rallied past Marquette 77-68. LeGerald Vick added 16 points for Kansas, which trailed by 9 at halftime before scoring 22 unanswered points. Third-ranked Gonzaga has become the first team to ever beat Duke in the Maui Invitational after an 89-87 victory in the title game. Fourth-ranked Virginia won easily 74-52 over Middle Tennessee in a first-round game in the Battle for Atlantis. Bryce Brown scored 19 points and Malik Dunbar added 15 to send number 8 Auburn past Arizona 73-57 in the third-place game at the Maui Invitational. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
In the NBA, LeBron James made his return to the Quicken Loans Arena last night and received a hero's welcome before helping the Los Angeles Lakers knock off his old team. James finished with 32 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists in the Lakers' 109-105 win over the Cavaliers. The Warriors have their first four-game losing streak in nearly 6 years after Russell Westbrook registered his first triple-double of the season in the Thunder's 123-95 dismantling of the two-time defending champs. Kyle Lowry posted his first triple-double of the season with 21 points, 17 assists, and 12 rebounds as the Raptors thumped the Hawks 124-108. The 76ers approved a 10-0 after a 121-120 win over the Pelicans. The Kings were 119-110 winners at Utah, and the Rockets picked up their fifth straight win as James Harden scored a season-high 43 points, and Clint Capella added 27 in a 126-124 squeaker against the Pistons. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hanover and Osborne square off in the 8-man Division II State Football Championship Saturday at Newton. 11 a.m. kickoff live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
For years, we've been told that eating turkey makes us sleepy. Today, from the Old Farmer's Almanac, how the bird got a bad rap.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 22nd, the 326th day of the year. Actress Scarlett Johansson celebrates a birthday. Along with pie and football, another holiday tradition for many of us is the after-dinner nap, or some have coined it turkey coma. And you'll probably hear the story repeated about tryptophan being the substance in turkey that causes sleepiness. But the truth is, the amount of tryptophan in the average serving of turkey is not nearly enough to cause a significant increase in sleepiness. The more likely cause is the energy expended eating and then digesting all that food, along with the high doses of carbohydrates found in the typical holiday meal. So go ahead and catch a few Z's after dinner. Just don't blame it on the turkey. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today. Daytime highs approaching 59. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 44. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 56. Overcast. Upper 50s Saturday, upper 20s Sunday, with a chance for snow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Country at its finest.
Every song we play is a legend. Classic Country KNDY.
My boss is the boss's son, and that makes for a real long day. When that day is finally done, I'm facing 40,000 cars on the interstate. Feeling more than a well digger's shoes, knee deep in a mess of blues. But those blues just fade away when I hear my baby say, it ain't nothing, a little bit of love won't fix. It ain't nothing but a scratch, a little bit of love can stitch. It ain't nothing, a little bit of love can't heal. Your love makes me feel, no matter what hell I deal, it ain't nothing, it ain't nothing. It was written all over her face, she was about to climb the walls. She said, you gotta get me out of this place, cause even Cinderella got to go to the ball. If you multiply hell times three, that's what this day's been like for me. I said, oh, honey, we'll do the town, just don't let it get you down, cause it ain't nothing, a little bit of love won't fix. It ain't nothing but a scratch, a little bit of love can't stitch. It ain't nothing, a little bit of love can't heal. Your love makes me feel, no matter what hell I be, it ain't nothing, no.
it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. No, it ain't nothing. But it ain't nothing. No, it ain't nothing.
Rolling to another hour of the biggest country songs of all time. Back in a minute with Garth, BJ Thomas, and the Bellamy Brothers.
It ain't nothing.
Proud of our past. KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100-count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best-looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' five-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. The catch. We release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new